This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 25th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant today. In Jerusalem, it's sunny and warm. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze under clear skies. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures with some clouds. A lovely day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet US, officials warned former President Trump that an Iran war could escalate. 6 months later, the conflict has indeed intensified. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Trump ignored intelligence and military warnings. His goal to topple the Iranian regime quickly did not materialize as the war continues. Also this hour, Forward reveals criticism from the UK, Canada, and Australia towards Israel. They are upset over the closure of a probe into the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. Separately, Axios reports that Syria and Israel seek to reduce tensions following a recent airbase bombing. Syria condemned the strike while Israel defended its actions. And finally, I24 News shares that Foreign Minister Sa'ar subtly criticized MK's Zvi Sukot. This follows controversy over the demolition of a Palestinian memorial. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based analyst, noted a potential Russian incursion into Ukraine. This comes from a buildup of Russian forces in Bryansk Oblast, shared just minutes ago. Visegrad 24 posted that the U.S. has removed Syria from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. This development marks a significant shift in U.S.-Syria relations, posted earlier today. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights lawyer, commented on the Jerusalem municipality's role. He criticized UNRWA's politics and praised efforts to improve life for all city residents. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Iran, reports from Ynet and Israel Hayom highlight the foresight of U.S. officials about the potential for escalation. Despite these warnings, former President Trump proceeded with his plans, aiming for a quick regime change. The ongoing conflict has resulted in regional instability, affecting global oil markets and international relations. Turning to the international response to Israel's decision, according to Forward, the UK, Canada, and Australia have condemned Israel's closure of the investigation into the killing of aid workers. This incident, which occurred in April 2024, has strained diplomatic ties. The lack of accountability raises concerns about justice and human rights. Meanwhile, Syria and Israel are moving to ease tensions after a recent airbase strike. Axios reports that the attack, which Israel justified, was labeled unjustified by Syria. Efforts to calm the situation indicate a desire to avoid further conflict. This development is crucial for maintaining regional stability and preventing further escalation. On the economic front. First, Tech reports that the University of Haifa is in a financial crisis. They've announced layoffs of 170 lecturers as part of a recovery plan. The university's financial troubles highlight challenges in higher education funding. Separately, Ynet Business pays tribute to Shmuel Harlap, an influential Israeli businessman who has passed away at 82. Known for his leadership in the auto industry and philanthropy, his contributions have left a lasting impact. And finally, Globes announces the launch of the Jerusalem Light Rail Green Line this Friday. It will add 12 new stations and connect with the Red Line, improving transportation in the city. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.